Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad that you're with us here today. Dr. Sherry Keffer is on with me. As many of you know, she is the author of Intimate Deception. And Sherry, welcome. Glad to be with
you. Thanks, Steve. It's great to be with you.
I tell you, I want to talk about if you're dealing with this on your own and single and don't have a family. But I have to tell you, if a symptom of the virus, and I don't want to make light of this, if a symptom is big hair, I may have it, because I needed a haircut about 3 weeks ago, and then yeah. I messed up. I didn't get it, and then now you can't, and so if I keep this up, if my hair gets any bigger, I am going to be a televangelist. So I'm just
either that or Elvis Presley. You're looking a little Elvis today.
Hey, listen, if I became Elvis Presley, my wife would have a whole new level of attraction for me. Yeah. But you know, someone Facebooked in or sent a comment. And by the way, 5 o'clock today Eastern, doing another Facebook live. Also, if you want to have Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles read to your kids, I'm doing that. On Facebook also. But anyway, they said, hey, look, you know, some of us don't have a family to gather around with. We're going through this alone. Trust me, I know what you're talking about. But let me just encourage you to do something. I put together 10 things to do when you don't know what to do. And there's a set for people that have family, and there's a set for people that don't. And if you go to Steve's social, newlife.com. I'm sorry, Steve Social at newlife.com. I'll send you that. But look, if you are by yourself, you have to reach out the best you can. Social media, if you don't have to stay in the house, you know, you can meet up with somebody and you can take a walk 6 feet apart. You know, whatever it is. And Sherry, you and I, but we've been alone at times in our lives, not married, that kind of thing.
We have.
And it's not easy.
It's not easy. But you know what is so weird, Steve? There's this phenomenon right now. As a world and as a nation, we've never heard this term social distancing before. And I don't know, I stopped counting at 78 times that I've heard it this week. But this term is not only going in our head, it's starting to manifest around us. I was at a stoplight the other day, and there were cars, and the cars had stopped. I have a picture of it. It is freaky. There was 2 car lengths between each car. So there was a car, 2 cars, a car, as if we've taken this too far in the sense that it's impacting the way we're rolling in the world. And so remember, did you have a rotary phone? Did you have a rotary phone?
Oh, of course I did.
Okay,
yeah, green.
So remember in the day when we had a rotary phone and we would dial out and our parents, my dad got so mad because there was 3 girls and 1 boy and he couldn't get through because of that beep, beep, beep. Yeah. This is the deal. Don't wait for social media.
Right.
Call somebody. Pick up your phone and call somebody on your call list. Just dial. And if that person doesn't pick up, dial again, because social isolation is what we do. I know they're asking us to social distance, but it's causing us to isolate to the point that it's unhealthy. We all have a phone.
We
do. So please call somebody.
Encourage them.
Yeah,
the more we get out of ourselves, the more we get out of ourselves and into others, the better it is. When we come back, I want to give you one of these ideas I gave the other day, and people liked it. I'll repeat it on Easter, grandparents, and some other ideas. 1-800-229-3000.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Maybe you're not doing so well through this. Little motto for you. If you stumble, make it part of your dance. You know, just Ellen DeGeneres has this great comedy routine of, you know, every time somebody starts to trip, you look around, see if everybody, or you kind of move fast forward, acting like, oh, I meant to do that. Well, look, here's what Micah 7:8 says. I may have fallen, but I will get up. I may be sitting in the dark, but the Lord is my light. So you pick up that phone, you make a call. Now, the other day I mentioned this on Facebook, and some people really liked it. But let's say you've got Easter coming, you're a grandparent, and you can't be with your new grandkids on their first Easter egg hunt or something like that. So you get on Facebook, you go hide the eggs in your house, and then you have your grandchild tell you where to go to look for the eggs that you have hidden. So they're going, Grandpa, go to the right. Look under the chair over there. Then
they're
going
to be cracking up the whole time. Oh, the kids are going to be laughing so to watch you bend over and nothing's there.
Right. Then have one of your children, if they're speaking to you, because, you know, a lot of times grandparents and grandchildren love each other so much because they have a common enemy, your kids. Anyway, so ask your kids for them to go hide the eggs at their place, and then you tell your grandchild where to go to look for those eggs. It's a great thing. If you don't have to wait for Easter, you can hide a treasure, something like that. But do something interactive. Do exercises with your kids or grandkids if you're separated on FaceTime. And don't let it be an excuse to separate more. Find creative ways to get together. And, you know, we have three things, really. We've got what to do when you don't know what to do if you're a couple, and what to do if you don't know what to do if you're single. And then finally, here's the thing. The Restoration Bible. I've got a Restoration. I asked the publisher, give me some Bibles, because I want to help some people. If they don't have a Bible, it's such a great time to get closer to God through His Word. Restoration Bible, here, it's a big old fat thing if you're looking on Facebook. I'll send it to you for free. Yeah, that's how much it costs. Free. Restoration Bible, it's paperback. It's a big one. It's got all sorts of great devotional and study helps. It's based on the acronym RESTORE, and it takes you through a process of restoring your life. Maybe it's been broken. That's free. All you have to do is call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you could go to stevesocial@newlife.com, and we'll get that to you. All you have to do is tell us where to send it. No charge. That's a gift from Lifeway and the publisher of this wonderful Christian Standard Version Bible, Holman Press, all of those together with New Life, and we'll get it to you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Our number here, 1-800-229-3000, we're going to go to Barbara. And she's calling from New Carlton, Maryland, as opposed to the old Carlton. Listens on WAVA. How you doing?
Hi, Steve. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
I love doing it.
Okay, good.
I have a question.
Okay.
My grown kids are pointing out to me some of the ways that really tick them off. And my son and I went, just really were talking about it today. And when I talked to my daughter, she confirmed, yeah, Mom, you really do that. Now, I realize that some of the things that kids will point out to you are hurtful, but I have been so passive and insecure and full of guilt for so long in my life. I need for it to stop. I refuse to have it continue. So,
yeah.
How do I work on, or what of the resources do I go to work on resolving painful issues without arguing and still work on me to deal with the things that are being pointed out.
Okay, so let me ask you a quick question. Give us an example of something that you've heard from them that bothers them, so we know what we're dealing with here.
Okay, for example, last night, we were talking about me taking a different, a new direction in my life. My son was saying he is noticing that I am doing things differently and changing. He wanted to say he felt I am writing a new chapter, and I am saying I'm writing a new book because this is a whole different life than what I've lived.
Okay.
I didn't want to say that it was a chapter, and he insisted that it was a chapter. And so we got into it over something so minute, but it pointed out, he said to me, that I want to keep him a boy, I guess, by having this mother-son dynamic where I am the mother and you're the child and you must do it my way.
Well, we just went from whether or not you... Hold on a second. Hold on a second. We just went from writing a new chapter or book, which is kind of a foolish argument to get into. It's just a difference of perspective. To now he's saying, you want to keep me as a child, as a boy, which often comes from a man who's not willing to take responsibility for becoming the man that God has called him to become. And so that's a really, that when you hear something like that, that's when you want to stop the argument over chapter, book, and things, and that's when you want to do something very hard to do. It's very hard for me to do. Tell me more. What are you talking about? That's what you want to be saying to him. When a boy, young man, brings up, you know, you're trying to keep me in the boy position, that's when you want to lean in and listen and see what's there. Sherry, what are you thinking when you hear an issue like that start to come up?
So, Barbara, how young were you when things were chaotic in your life, like where you felt like you didn't have control over a lot of things in your world?
I probably have felt that forever, but it especially came out when I got married and realized I was totally not prepared.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so your home, was there a parent missing or was there alcohol? What was going on?
No substance abuse. My mom was a very critical person.
There you go. There you go. So when we grow up in a house where there is a critical parent, a perfectionist, somebody who has to have things their way, you don't have much of a say-so. You don't really get to be heard for your voice, and it has to be that way. And so people do all kinds of things to try to hold on to their power, because they end up feeling powerless and even in their opinion. So we end up becoming more oppositional. We end up pushing back. We end up, you know, having to fight over chapter or book instead of just going, well, that's an interesting idea. I guess it could be a book if I have enough chapters.
But Sherry, I think when you said this word control, when you say that, it becomes an issue of control. When a young man says, you're trying to keep me in the boy or child position, I think what's really being said there is you're still trying to control me.
That's
rather
it.
Than relate to me as an adult. Does
That's
that
it.
Ring true for you?
I guess I'm realizing that. I mean, I didn't see it that way, but when my daughter said that, and I realized when I thought about it, why is it so important to maintain that control? I guess it's because I have
been controlled.
let go of it. I mean, I have been controlled so long in my life by others that at this phase of my life, I don't want to be controlled by anybody anymore. Mm-hmm.
But what happened?
I
get it. But for those of us that have been controlled, guess what we often do? We control.
Yeah,
and so then we end up looking just like our parents, which is not what we want to do. So
exactly, I don't want to do that anymore.
Of course you don't.
And how do I work on it?
Well, did you ever say, I will never be like mom or I'll never be like dad?
Of course.
Okay, so here's what happens when you do that. Your standard is mom and dad, right?
Yeah.
They become your standard. So let's just say on a scale of 1 to 10, mom and dad are a 3. You say, boy, I'll never be like them. And you achieve that. You become a 4. But if your standard had been 10, maybe you would have been a 9, but your standard was so low, I'll never be like them, 3 and 4 look an awful lot alike. And so you really do kind of repeat it. And so it's just a point for anybody that's living out of this vow, I'll never be like mom and dad, there's a better way to go. Okay, so Sherry, what should she do? That's her question. What should she do? And I love it that she's open to seeing the reality that's here. It's wonderful.
So I am going to have you do one thing. When you start entering into conversations, I want you to be able to open up, and you might even do this physically. I want you to be able to turn your hands with your palms up when you're talking to them. And as your palms are up, what that is reminding you is that you're going to be open. You're going to listen to what they have to say. You're going to do like what Steve said when we started the call with you, is you're going to go, is this a big deal? Is this worth fighting for? Can I hear someone else's opinion? Can I listen? Can I give this up? Do I really want to fight over this? Do I really want to control my word? Or can I be open to a different perspective? So just the act of turning your palms up is really creating an openness in your body. That's if you just try that as a science project, just do that. See if that movement of your hands doesn't open up your heart to be more open.
And one final thing. The research has been done on this, and I can say it so easily on radio, which is hard for me to do. But when someone brings up an issue and you defend rather than ask them for more information, or you listen as if you really do want to know what it is that they're saying, it changes everything. Here's the research result. Defending yourself initially does no good ever, doesn't work, doesn't help. Now, some people might have some things to say that aren't true and unfair. So I would want to listen to every untrue and unfair thing, get it all there, and then I might even say, hey, thank you for sharing. I'm really glad that you said all the things that you feel. I want to think about this, and then I want to come back and talk to you about it. And then if there's any defense that, and we do, we need to stand up for what's right, and we can't just let somebody, you know, insult us and it go unaddressed. But to get in an argument over something up front, when there might be 8 really bigger things that they have misperceptions or misconceptions on, you want to hear those. And then you want to be able to defend yourself and take your life back. And I'm going to send that to you. In Take Your Life Back, it talks about the value of being your own decider, the defender of your value, and the developer of good things for your life. And boy, in this particular time, if you're waiting for somebody to save you during this crisis, no. You do the good things for you. And that's what, like Sherry was talking about. You pick up the phone. You reach out to other people. You develop good things in your life by reaching out and helping other people rather than waiting for the phone to ring, buzz, or whatever dial tone you've chosen to pay for on your smartphone.
And Barbara, I want to lift you with some lovely thought. You have a great laugh. And if your son brings to you, it's a book. What you can do, Barbara, is you let that laugh come out and you say, that is a great idea. It could be a book. And just do that. It's so inviting.
Yeah. You think it's a new chapter? Well, I'll make you one of my special chapters in the new book I'm writing. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. 1-800-229-3000.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, 1-800-229-3000. That is our phone number, 1-800-229-3000. We would absolutely love to talk to you here, Dr. Sherry Keffer. We've got a great new kind of event coming up, and it's Every Man's Battle, and it's going to be in May. And we're going to do it decentralized. You're not going to have to travel. It'll be less money, less hassle. So the event will cost you less. You'll still work with Christian counselors. You won't have to travel. It's going to be fantastic. And so if you are a woman and you know a man that has a sexual integrity problem, there are two things you could do. Three things. Order the book, Every Man's Battle, a 20th Anniversary Updated Edition. Number two, we have a workbook for life recovery that's on sexual integrity. And you could take that workbook and give it to him, and he could go through the Life Recovery Bible with that workbook. Third thing, the best thing, call and ask about Every Man's Battle, and then tell him, go. It's the least you can do, but it'll provide the most help in the least amount of time. That's what we believe, and we're not wrong about that. So call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and ask about the brand new, retooled, based on this, Every Man's Battle. It's never been easier to go. All right, let's go to Marie. Seattle, Washington, listens on the Internet. Hi, Marie. How are you? What's going on in your life today?
Hi. I am doing good.
Okay.
Well, I just want to thank you for taking my call, and also wanted to let you know that my husband and I just signed up to be Club New Life members today.
Woohoo!
Well,
thank you
so much. Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, I'm grateful.
You know, that's
for that.
That's the bread and butter that keeps us on this on the air, actually. So thank you very much.
And we're so thankful.
You'll do a great job.
Well, thank you. And you know, we've had very few people cancel, and they've just said, look, we're going to hang in here with you no matter what, and we're so grateful for that. And while we're mentioning it, if you do sign up, I'll send you our transformation packet kit, which is a life recovery Bible, the workbook, a directed journal on the four seasons of recovery, and then there's a workbook on depression, eating disorder, sexual integrity, and then this really powerful one on grief. So call us, join Club New Life. It's a big deal, $30 a month, but boy, does it ever help us. Okay, well, thanks for that, and how could we help you? What's going on there in Seattle?
Well, I'll give you a little bit of background.
Okay.
Our son, well, he's 19 now, and when he was 15, we found out that he was viewing porn on the Internet, and it was same-sex porn.
All right.
And so we approached him, and he confessed that he was homosexual. And, you know, my husband, we're in ministry, so it's like, this is not supposed to happen to us, you know. And so I actually called you guys back then, and you gave me some wonderful advice. My husband and I, we went to a counselor. We took him to a counselor, and he would identify himself as being, you know, gay. And so we just, after a couple years of counseling and God dealing with him, he finally stopped doing that, and he started identifying himself as a child of God. And so he ended up, fast forward to, he graduated from high school, and he went to a ministry, he went and did a missions trip for 6 months. And while he was on that trip, God got even more, you know, a hold of him even more. And he changed, you know, said that God took away those desires of being a homosexual and same sex.
Okay, so you got to bring us up to speed here. Help us get to what's going on right now.
Anyway, my question now would be, he is living at home with us, and we had him sign a contract of things that we expected him to do, and he's not abiding by that. So,
and what does the contract say? What does the contract say would happen if he didn't abide by them?
That we would review it, and if it came down to it, that we would, he would have to find another place to live.
So what is on that contract? Just give us five things. I don't know how many things are on there, but what is it?
Okay, well, I mean, basic things like chores, what we expected of him every day, every week, what we expected him to attend a service, you know, whether it's any night of the week he could go to, whether it's a young adult service morning service.
Let me ask you a question already. Do you see him as a boy or as an adult?
Well, I mean, he acts like a child, so I still see him as a child.
Okay, remember were you listening to our last caller who was just a sweetheart? But did you happen to listen to that call?
I came in on the tail end of it, so I did not hear the whole thing.
Well, you know, what we were chatting about is, and it's interesting that y'all have this in common, is her son actually had the courage later in life, he's probably in his 30s, but he had the courage to tell his mom for the first time, "Mom, you treat me like a boy," because she was controlling. And I, as a 19-year-old, being told that what chores I have to do and what services I need to go to, it really is treating him like a little boy. And I would expect, as a man, as a budding man, that he's going to start pushing back at that list because he's not a little boy anymore. He wants you to start, respecting him as a man. And so what would you require of a man, a young man in your house? And let's talk about what that list might look like, if there is one.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. Glad you called. We'll be back.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay in the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you a set of 4 devotionals, 100 Days of Character, Peace, Prayer, and the newly released 100 Days of Healing. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops.
I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's been immensely helpful to me. That's why I continue to support the ministry, with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live. We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today. 1-800-229-3000. You could get an answer, a word of wisdom from Sherry. It could change your life forever. So call us, 1-800-229-3000. And Marie's called us, and this is such a complicated situation. And Sherry's getting right into this issue that is really tough for so many of us to deal with, and that is, you know, am I treating my growing up kids still as a child? Sherry, go ahead.
Well, I guess I just wanted to ask.
Your mic is not
there
on.
It is, there Terry, just hit okay. The guy with the power.
Yeah, good.
So when you said he acts
can
like
I
a...
Just, I'm sorry, can I just interrupt real quick?
Sure.
Yes, of course.
Okay. I didn't get to share this part. When he came back from his missions trip, only like about 3 months later, he fell back into the same pattern. He started working a job where, just totally different political views than what my husband had in our life, and what he believed all of a sudden changed and went to like the far end of the other spectrum.
Yeah.
And so now he's back to identifying himself as a homosexual. He's on several social media outlets where he's doing very vulgar things and just speaking out against God. And so it's like he's totally turned his back on God. He doesn't even believe in God anymore. So he's done like a total 360, like whatever you call it, but you know, totally changed his viewpoint on God now.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
got it.
I don't know if that has any effect on what you're going to tell me, but
it's important to know.
So I think the issue is in your court still. In light of this, I think for a long time, 4 years, you've been feeling powerless around your son's choices.
Mm-hmm.
And you have done your best to try to encourage him, guide him, and I want to even use a word that might hurt a little bit, but wrangle him, like, into what is your beliefs. Now, I'm not saying that your beliefs are wrong.
Well, they're not wrong.
But
your beliefs aren't wrong.
Yeah, but he's pushing back. And the more you clamp down, the more you try to wrangle or herd him. We have some friends that just got an Australian sheep herder dog. And they showed us a video of their dog kind of working the cattle. And that dog is bred for this, but it's nipping at the cattle's heels. And so he told us when he gets up in the morning, the dog wakes him up and he starts nipping at his heels as he's walking down the highway. Now, when we are trying to press back against somebody's beliefs, and especially somebody who is now 19, who's an adult, and we start nipping at their heels, do you know what they do? They just dig their heels in further. Because they find more acceptance in the other side of the political party. They find more acceptance in the gay rights movement. The people there don't question them, don't judge them, don't try to put them in a box. And oftentimes, that's what they're looking for. Kind of just a safe place to feel heard and understood. So even if you don't believe the way he does, what I want to say is there's some grief work to do on your part and your husband's part as you let him go and let him find his way in the world. Don't move against him. Just love him right now.
Now, let me close this up for you, Marie. Okay, you ready? This is the tricky part in all of this, because the standard in your home shouldn't be that you wouldn't let people bring magazines into your home that had vulgar stuff in it. You wouldn't let a 19-year-old bring that in. And if your 19-year-old's bringing that in, whether it is from a homosexual standpoint or whatever, if it's vulgar, can't be in the home. So you have to, and he's wanting you to accept him as gay, but he's not accepting you or living with you, accepting you as a person who would never want any of that stuff in your home. So,
so
the first thing,
what do we do?
So the first thing is you have to say to him, we had a contract, and of course it's not being followed. And you have to assure him, we love you, and we will always love you. And there's no reason for us to talk about what we disagree with, you know. But some of the things that you're doing, looking at things that you look at in our home, we can't approve of that. So either...
We've done that already. So what do we do?
Okay. So either you have to move out, or you're going to have to comply with some rules that we have for our home here. And so let's sit down and let's work out a plan. Now, I know you might be upset and all, so maybe we need to do it when you're not upset. But we just would never want that in our home. Okay, so that's the first thing. Second thing is, talking to him, and this is, I think, where Sherry's coming in. It's just a practical thing. The more you talk against him and his choices, the more he's going to defend and go away from you. There are no magic words that bring him back. So the more that you just express love for him, no matter what his choices are, but he can't make those choices in your home, the more you grieve all the stuff you need to grieve, see, then you can accept him. He's my son. He's not following the way I want him to live, but I want to show him I love him no matter what. Now we're talking about behavior that's not acceptable, so you have to leave, but love that makes you always welcome here to come and visit when you're not involved in the behaviors that we don't agree with. And it's right. A really touchy, tricky thing. But here's what's easy to do. Just get angry and throw him out. But what you want to try to do is have a plan that could work for everybody. And under any scenario like this, I've never seen it go very well. So this right. isn't going to be easy. He's not going to have some big, quote-unquote, come-to-Jesus meeting, most likely. But this is the reality that you're dealing with. Now, you and your husband might want to do some really deep soul-searching and ask, where did we lose this guy? Is there anything that we need to say to him? Hey, I'm so sorry. I was involved with this, or I missed this, or I wasn't there for you during this time. And if there is anything like that, then you want to be sure and be upfront and open. And then last thing I want to say is you have to give up trying to control his life. And even in giving up control, you can still ask for certain things in your home to be okay or not okay. I know it's confusing right. and complicated. I hope it makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like we've done that. And, you know, we've even expressed to him, we're going to love you no matter what. And yeah. we have, you know, but you know where we stand on these issues and, you know, understand you're going to have your own political views and things like that. And we have civil conversations with him and, you know, we've been able to do that. But the thing is, you know, like it's the stuff that he's allowing into our home and yeah. we don't want it. We don't want it. No. There's a lot of friction and tension in the home.
Right. Well, I'm glad that you called, and I hope you got some folks to support you, pray for you, be with you in this. This is one of those situations where no parent ever wants to have to deal with it. Now, I'm going to send you something for you and your husband. I'm going to send you How We Love, and I think if you guys sit down and read this and try to do some get some insight into yourself. It's also going to help you see how he's kind of relating to you in a different way, and I hope that's going to be helpful to you. All right, really glad that you called. Maybe you are in a situation, and it's just not going well with those kids. And, you know, it's not like there's 10% problem and 90% great. It's just the reverse. Defending, shaming, all those things. Try to find a way to connect during this time. Try to find something where you can connect with those kids. But I think the best thing that we can ever do as parents when things don't go well is to grieve the loss of that dream.
It's hard.
None of us dream. Yeah.
It's hard, Steve. You know, I see so many parents go through this. And truly, in our heart of hearts, you know, we remember the days where, you know, we changed their diapers and, you know, ran through the park with them and pushed them on a swing. Right. And so when they're swinging to a different political party or, you know, making a choice to run towards a lifestyle that is contrary to ours, we get afraid. And without even realizing it, we try to control. And so learning how to set boundaries, I love what you said, Steve. It was so wise. It's like, hey, if it's in your house, no one wants porn of any kind in their home, really. And so draw those lines, right? Change the rules, and maybe moving out might be the best thing for him.
Yeah. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Starting today, I Still Believe is available on demand. Just, you know, it was released in theaters. I think it was number one on the day that it was released. That's pretty exciting. It's really a great movie. And if you got the family together, great. If you're single, it's a very inspiring movie. And so, you know, you can go to wherever, Apple TV and Netflix, all that, wherever you get your movies, it should be available there. And it's really, really inspirational. Our Every Man's Battle, we want to encourage you to call us about Every Man's Battle. And it's never been more affordable than right now. So call us. And also, we're working on our Life Recovery Conference, and we'll either do it in person or we'll do it decentralized. And here's the title, 12 Steps to Happier. Don't you want to be happier? I do. I want to be happier, and we're going to talk about that. We've got other workshops. Please look at all that we're doing there, and if you can help us in any way, please do. We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's go to Ann, Orlando, Florida. WTLN is the station. Ann, how are you? Oh, maybe if I clicked her in, it would help. Ann, hi there. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing good.
Tell us how we can help you. I don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get to your call.
Okay. One of your talks, a couple of talks ago, just like three or four people ago, was like a lady that was having, it just seems like, you know, she was writing the book. And then her son said about doing a chapter on something,
yeah.
And then they got into an argument.
Yeah, right. Tell us what's going on with you.
Well, that's what it seems like with me. Our son, he kind of forced himself out, and my husband is not real strong about being the strong, the husband that I thought he was, or a strong man that he was, and in our older years of marriage, he just kind of sits around and just says, well, you know, he's out on his own. And I said, you know, if I could just get a phone call from him, you know, just because he lives like 2 miles down the street from us. And when he was off during the week, you know, his 2 days off, one during the week, one on the weekend, I said, just come by the house. No, I'm not. And it's gotten to a point now where he's living with a girl, and she's living with her mom and her mom's boyfriend, and I've always said I do not like that.
Let me ask you this, Ann, real quick. Let me ask you this: why doesn't he want to come visit?
I don't know. My husband.
Okay, so why don't you call him up? Why don't you call him up? Say, I've been thinking, and I really would love to know. You know, why we're close to you, just down the way. Tell me what has happened between us that makes you not want to be here. Sherry, what are you thinking there?
I wish we could have had a group with all three of you here on the phone today.
No kidding.
Because I think we could have really learned from each other, because there's some similar patterns. Do you know our kids feel us? They feel us when we approve, and they feel us when we disapprove. Sometimes they just feel us, but sometimes they hear us. And I think right now he's not coming by because he doesn't like the expectations that he senses when he's around you. He doesn't like feeling judged. He doesn't like the anxiety that is a part of the household. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why he's staying away. And so we have to start looking at what is coming out of us towards people when people don't want to be near us. It's not always just them. Sometimes we're co-creating that relationship. I'm a little curious about you, and I'll just ask, you know, this is when I hear you say that I married my husband and he's not as strong as I thought he would. You know what, as women, and I'm going to just own this, as women, I think when if we don't realize it, sometimes our anxiety, sometimes our control, sometimes the amount of words we use really shuts a guy down.
Mm-hmm.
And I would wonder about him and what's happening in the home. That does he feel like he would have a voice? And if he does it get kind of kicked around? And so I think sometimes as women, we don't realize that we do that when we're afraid or we're trying to get to the bottom of something.
And just like we said before, waiting for him to call, very different than you just pick up the phone and say, "Hey, I was missing you, wanting to hear your voice. How you doing? What's going on?" Versus, "Are you still living with that?" You know, this kind of thing, which is just going to make a crummy situation.
Yeah, or you never call. Or right. When are you going to come around? Right? It's that demand that they feel it as control, and it's not an invitation. I love what you said, Steve. I'm missing you. Yeah.
Very different.
When a child is a child, we need to be in control. We need to control things. We need to implement whatever consequences to get them to learn and understand. But as they get older, of course, we need to stop controlling. But at any age, passivity never seems to be a strategy you could ever justify. The successful passive parent. I don't think that's ever going to be a book. And I'll tell you something else. I don't think the shaming parent is ever going to be a book. Those just don't ever work. The angry parent who develops connection with kid. No, it's not. So these are things that we need to. Am I doing this? These don't work. Here's what works. Questions, listening, doing the things that are uncomfortable, admitting our own mistakes. That's how we can connect by phone or FaceTime or whatever with our kids during a very, very tough time.
And you know, sometimes, Steve,
I'm going to send her How We Love.
Perfect book.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we try, do we have a lot of fear around their choices because we ask ourselves, what did I do wrong? As a parent, right. I must have missed something. And so that shame that we feel causes us to try to change them.
And we did some things wrong because all parents mess up. But the question is, what are you going to do now? Can you repair it if it's a really big rupture? I think that you can. We're just about out of time. I want to encourage you to support this ministry if you possibly can. And that Club New Life Transformation Packet, the Life Recovery Bible, this wonderful, wonderful general workbook for anything. And then we've got four special workbooks. And the journal that is a directed journal, all of that, it's a pretty big value. And it's our way of saying thank you for $30 a month. We need it now more than ever. If you could help us. And if you have a one-time gift, please, please let us know. We would be so grateful for that one-time gift. This is the time for us to look at what is it? I've got some time on my hands. What could I do to build up my character? And maybe up until now you haven't done too well in dealing with this crisis. Well, you know, the Bible says those who persevere receive the crown of life. And maybe we're not going to do it perfectly, but we can just persevere and get it done and get through it. But here's the other thing. The Bible tells us that if we're faithful and we confess our sins, He is faithful to forgive us. So don't be living in shame because you messed up. Let's pick up. Let's move on. Ask God to forgive us. Confess to somebody else. Get in an online support group if you need to. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We want to help you. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.